The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, medical students at Trinity College Dublin are set to be assessed on their ability to love. Yes, there'll be greater focus on how to interact with patients for student training to work in healthcare, with an emphasis on empathy and bedside manner. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been looking into this. He joins us now. Josh, how is this going to work?
Well, Shane, I suppose for listeners, students, even academics, when they first hear this, it might sound unusual, I suppose, just given the term love and what can come to mind. But lecturers at Trinity School of Medicine have had an article published in the Journal of Medical Education and Curricular Development that argues for love to be explicitly stated as a core enabling concept in the medical curriculum. Now, when we talk about love, Shane, I suppose in a medical setting, it really does come down to human dignity, bringing in empathy, compassion and respect. And look, I think the majority of people listening now would like to see this in a healthcare setting. Every day we hear of how new technologies such as AI is improving healthcare. But there's a worry from some working in healthcare that the whole curriculum could become exclusively science-based, and that with so much pressure on staff, bedside manner could fall by the wayside. Just to see if people think we have become less compassionate as a society, I asked these shoppers in Dublin this afternoon. This woman starts off by sharing her own family's experience.
Well, I think they've moved away from that compassionate core that they used to have. My own father's actually in hospital at the moment. Just the system that they have, people are just treated like numbers now. They don't have the privacy to discuss issues or anything like that. It's discussed openly with other people present. And I can understand they've got a lot to deal with. It's just the mayhem that's in that A&E, it's difficult when you're trying to get through a workload.
The staff themselves probably feel under pressure. That they're being pulled left, right and centre. But
yeah, so I mean, you see individuals, you deal with individuals, and one person has that nature, another person doesn't.
So you think this is a good move by Trinity?
To assess, yes, absolutely. I think they have to go back to their roots and you know, decide why they're doing it in the first place. They have that in them, the caring nature, so they just have to bring that to the fore, I think.
I don't think we're losing compassion as a society, no. I see like a lot of love around. Like, I still, you know, take care of people. You open the door for someone, they say thank you. Probably, there's probably not nice doctors out there, there's probably mean ones, but they're probably brilliant in their own way.
I don't think there's time, if I'm honest, because people just want to get the appointments and they're waiting so long. I don't think there's the time as it is. I think doctors are under awful pressure and medical staff are, that they just need to get the thing done they need to do, and they don't have time to spend with people to find out like a little bit of background about them and stuff like that. So I would love it, but I don't think there is the time, is the short answer.
Okay, people on the streets of Dublin sharing their views on compassion and empathy in the health service. Josh, did you meet with anyone else working in healthcare? What did they think of it?
I did. So many listeners will say the same thing about an experience in hospital. The staff are great. I've had my own experience and you cannot fault the staff. They're doing their very best, running around, doing 101 jobs. So if someone is under severe pressure, you can forgive them for not getting to know patients better or taking longer with a patient. In the article published by Trinity Lecturers, they say that the focus of modern medicine on empirical evidence, data and outcomes has undoubtedly led to significant advances in diagnostics, therapeutics and digital health. However, they say the same focus can often reduce patients to numbers and metrics, overshadowing the humanity at the heart of medicine. So it was interesting to meet with someone working in a busy hospital to hear how they, I suppose, managed to incorporate this personal connection into their work. Mudesi is a senior house officer in trauma and orthopaedics at University Hospital Limerick. He says good bedside manner is key.
Well, very first thing is you make sure that, you know, when you enter the room, you need to make sure that who you're talking to. And at the same time, it's important for the patient to know who they are talking to.
There's a balancing act there as well, because a doctor cannot become attached to a patient in a sense. So it's a fine line in how you approach this level of empathy.
Definitely, you know, there's a professionalism in everything. We are taught in how to be professional with the patients and at the same time maintain empathy and sympathy.
And in hospitals now, we know that there's so much pressure on the staff. So how practical is it in reality to be able to practice more empathy than you already do?
Well, the root cause, which I can see at this time, is while working for more than a year in Irish medical health, is that, you know, the working hours are massive. So it's really important that you take care of yourself first. And, you know, there's always room for error when you don't take care of yourself and you're working extra hours. So it's important that you take care of yourself. The rest, everything follows.
Okay, just one of the many healthcare workers in UHL there. When it comes to broader society, though, Josh, have we become less compassionate to the point where this, you know, has to be part of a university curriculum?
Well, many of those who study this area, they would say we have over time. Some people have said it's a symptom of the pandemic, this distance or detachment people have. I'm sure, look, the ever increasing use of technology, virtually interacting with each other rather than in person, probably feeds into this too. But to find out what's leading to a lack of compassion and empathy from someone who examines this, I spoke with counselling psychologist Niamh Delmar, who says there are many factors at play.
I think what it is that circumstances and the busyness of life and stressors and bad conditions and all that together makes it harder for people to focus on the empathetic kind of caring side of what they could be doing. The conditions that people are working in, the busyness of life, the stress, people are on all the time, the digital world, you know, they're expected to be responding to emails and they're hooked to the phone. So it is a lot more demanding in a lot of cases in the working environments for people, and then they become time poor and more stressed.
And in a healthcare setting, Niamh, is there a need for more compassion? Are we leaning too much towards, I suppose, data-driven results or ticking boxes or getting patients in and out?
Absolutely. There is always opening for that, I think, to be focused on the caring side of it and the caring side of medicine. You know, we need that empathy and care in medicine, as we do as psychologists and therapy in that, you know, but they also need to be supported so they can give it. But empathy in medicine and care in medicine, kindness and warmth and that rapport, it's a powerful tool, you know, to be human with somebody and have a good bedside manner. We know from the studies it benefits patient outcomes, it enhances trust and compliance. And then the doctor gets more out of the practice as well and they become less burnt out. But also patient satisfaction is reported to be better with people that received, you know, more empathetic type of care. And it decreases patients' anxiety and distress. So there's better clinical outcomes as well. If the supports are in place, I think it'll actually help the doctors themselves. Of course, they'll still need competence, but to be able to give that quality of care and to have that trust from patients and also the therapeutic relationship, that's a huge amount of kind of recharge comes from that.
You're there, like there's no point in...
Okay, counselling psychologist Neil Delmar. Just finally, Josh, did you meet any of the students who are going to be working in healthcare and what do they think of this approach?
Yeah, so I met with two pharmacy students from the Royal College of Surgeons and they told me that patient-focused training is so important to how they view their future workplaces and that it's already a big part of their curriculum. Now, what we know or what we can expect at Trinity School of Medicine is that clinical communication training could be redefined to foster, in the wording it says, an engaged curiosity in the patient's unique experience, and that students' humanistic assessment is possible through direct observation by mandatory student portfolios, peer review processes that encourage honest reflection on ethical dilemmas and emotional responses to patient care. To hear what the RCSI students think of this, I spoke with Naomi and Sinead, who are pleased to see a greater emphasis on this side of medical training.
It'll be very patient focused, and I think everything is kind of moving towards a patient centred kind of role. So like the patient is more involved in their care, and it's not just the symptoms that you're treating. You're literally treating the patient rather than just the illness. Like you're listening to the patient themselves and what the issue is. It's not just, bam, you have a headache, here's some drugs. It's like it's a multidisciplinary, everyone's involved together. Like there is so many different sessions in the college with pharmacy. You have pharmacy, med students, you physio, all of them kind of working together. So it's like IPL sessions and no, it's definitely patient focused.
See, I study pharmacy in RCSI and they purposely are patient centered. So we have patient centered care labs where it's just all about the patient. So we learn to, you know, direct our attention just towards them and like take in their environment and the context of their living.
And do you think in healthcare settings in Ireland, can there be a lack of compassion there or empathy?
There absolutely is. And it's something that's hard to measure, I guess. So when people are getting into medicine, it's on grades and just exams and stuff. But there's no way to measure compassion or empathy. So, yeah, you end up with a lot of medical professionals who lack the empathy that they need.
So they might be great in one area, but then the actual human connection is missing.
Yeah, and that is an issue because, like, there's obviously so many students who don't get the points, who don't have the academic grades there, but they have the empathy and they would make better doctors in the long run.
Okay, pharmacy students from the RCSI there on that report from Josh Crosby. so many texts coming in.
I'm amazed at how many. This one's lovely.
Just to give a little flavour.
As a public health nurse, I was young and child free. I called to a lady whose baby had passed away after birth. She opened the door crying. I immediately cried. I apologised for crying, but we cried for the full visit. She showed me handprints and footprints. Her response was, "You cried with me when I needed someone. My own husband hasn't cried yet." I think as a health professional, you have to show you are human.
On an alternative view on this, though, surely as a doctor, there needs to be a certain amount of emotional separation between you and your patients. If you get too invested in every patient, they end up dying or something happens, surely that would wreck you and leave you an emotional wreck and you can't fulfill the job. Keep those texts coming in.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.